Welcome to the Product Podcast, brought to you by Product School. Here, you'll get fresh insight from the people at the very top of the tech companies who make the products we love. Remember, you can learn product management live online. Visit productschool.com to discover our new certificate path. There, you can also join the world's largest community of PMs and network with the leaders from these podcasts at our online events. There's something happening almost every day.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jaita, and I'm here today to share with you my career trajectory, my experiences in transitioning to a product manager role at Amazon. And hopefully, this will inspire a few folks to along the way to do the same. I'm a product manager at Goodreads, and I own some of our core user experiences and revenue products on the site. A little bit about me. And my background, I started my career back in India as a software engineer and really quickly realized that my skills are better suited for people management than coding. I became an engineering manager. After that, I did an MBA at Duke University. After graduation, I tried my hand out at management consulting at Deloitte, where I was focused on tech strategy and solving problems for the office of the CIO for our Fortune 500 clients. That experience was very eye-opening for me because it exposed me to a very large-scale organizational challenges that companies face. And it really pushed me to develop my strategic and big picture thinking. After that, I moved to corporate strategy at HP, specifically focusing on alliances. Again, this was a very unique opportunity for me to grow out my skill set there. And I was focused on growing the HP Docker and HP Google partnerships. This role not only pushed me to think big and think at a super long term, but it also taught me the exponential value that is created for customers when two complementary products join hands. I believe it really solves customer problems in a better way. And frankly, I think it's skill sets like these that make me stand apart from my peers, and it has really helped me grow as a product manager. Although all these roles have been pretty challenging, and I often found myself craving to see direct impact of my work, to feel like I'm part of a team and bringing immediate value to my customers. That's when I realized maybe I should give product role a try. It could be good for me, or it's best suited for me. So here I was. I wanted to try it out. But as we all know, when you wish for something, life is a way of showing you a completely different path and serving you with lots of lessons. So from a corporate strategy role, while I was trying to transition to a product role, it was really hard for me. And it was hard for me to convince hiring managers that from a 10,000 level feat, I could come down to ground zero and, you know, be able to execute alongside different teams. So I decided to join one of the best product companies instead, where I could learn up that skill set through absorption. And I joined Amazon as a program manager. And I used that as a stepping stone to transition my career to product. Now, before I take you on my journey, I'd like to say that I've held multiple distinct roles in the past, but transitioning to a product manager has been by far the hardest. I've learned several lessons along the way, which I have turned into life lessons for my career. And these stories that I share with you today are my unique experiences, and I hope you'll be able to apply some of the philosophies as you venture out into the PM world. Now, the first step I took was to really introspect and answer the question for myself. Why do I want to be a PM? What is it that I would offer to the role, the team, and the organization that I would join? I started with defining both short and long-term goals. based on my past experience in software development and consulting, I knew I absolutely loved solving problems for my customers. I loved being in front of them and talking to them and getting direct feedback. I also knew I thrived seeing direct impact of my work, both externally and internally within the organization. And I loved wearing multiple hats to challenge my own thinking, but also work with a wide gamut of stakeholders and influencing them. I spoke to several of my peer product managers to see whether, you know, this could be a good fit for me. And it seemed like, yes, it was that one role where I could marry all of my past experiences in creating software, in strategic thinking, building partnerships, executive communication, while I could grow in my role. I also defined a very long-term, clear vision, long-term strategy for myself as to where I see myself in 5-10 years. And the PM role was a good fit there. So my advice to you is be crystal clear on your why. Why do you want to be a PM? The stronger the why is in your head, the more motivation you'll have in overcoming any challenges that come your way. Next, once I understood what my why was, I quickly did a skill set gap analysis. Now, I'll quickly gloss over this slide because I think the internet has numerous articles on how you can go about identifying your missing skills and bridge that gap. To me, the beauty of a product manager role is the skill set requirement varies across organizations. So be sure to play to your strengths. For me, I come from a heavy business background, and an Amazon PM was a perfect fit for me because they expect product managers to be business leaders for setting short-term and long-term visions for the product, work with a wide variety of functional stakeholders, engage with design, engineering, data science, and they're expected to be excellent communicators. The picture here that I've put on the slide is one of the most basic Venn diagrams you'll see, but essentially what this this diagram taught me was there was a gaping hole on my resume, and that was in UX skills, and I needed to bridge that first. Next, I tried to understand what the key challenges I'd face in my organization that'll come in my way of my transition. At this point, I was working as a program manager, and I've been doing that for a while. And I was responsible for integrating Goodreads processes into Amazon processes. I owned all of our strategic planning processes, including monthly, quarterly, yearly roadmap planning, our product development process across product design, engineering, marketing, across the organization. I started being very valued within the organization, which was kind of a good thing, but it also worked against me slightly. And I realized one of my major challenges would be perception-based and not skill set-based. I needed to change people's minds or their opinions of me and convince them that I would be able to perform a completely different function from what they have seen me do in the last few years. And that to me, frankly, was a harder challenge to fix, or rather overcome, than bridging a skill set gap. It created a chicken and the egg problem for me. In that, if I don't get my PM project, how do I then change someone's perception of me and then earn their trust in order to make that official transition? So my advice to you would be dig deeper. Go within yourself to understand where do your challenges exactly lie. Skill set gaps are easy to bridge. There are so many courses available, so many ways we can, you know, educate ourselves. However, changing people's opinions and perception of you is a slightly different problem and therefore requires a different way of tackling. In this journey, I also considered whether I should transition internally or do an external transfer. How would I make that move? And I think it's important to take a holistic approach when you're transitioning your career based on, you know, where your skill sets lie and where you want to be. So I did a quick pros and cons analysis, talked to a bunch of people, both externally and internally to Amazon. Some of the things that I recognized, and I'll really quickly walk you through my rationale, was, you know, I've been at Amazon for a few years while I had my relationship equity, which means I had earned trust with my peers and my leadership team. I could form allies quickly, and I could transfer in a lateral position. While I was talking to and networking with people outside of the organization, what I recognized was, while I spoke to multiple companies and spoke to recruiters and friends in my network, it was hard for me to get someone to root for me, to give me a title change and a completely new role, and who would make that bet on me. I was also advised to take a step back, and I did at that point in my career. I didn't want to take a step back yet again. Also, earning trust with any new team takes a little time, and with a new job, sometimes that time is not a luxury. So I decided to stick around and switch my role internally, and that would be the best for me. One of the primary driving factors for this was I'm extremely passionate about Goodreads and its mission, and I truly believe in it, and I really wanted to build products on this site specifically because I wanted to get people to read more, and I wanted to spread the joy of reading directly to my customers. And this intrinsic motivation really drove me to stick around. And although I did go through a lot of challenges, it reinstated why I wanted to really be here. So I encourage you to find out what drives you internally, and what's the best way you can use that motivation to propel your transition. Once I nailed down my why, my what, my how, then came the hardest part, actually making the transition. Now, this journey took me about 3 years, to be frank, and I started early with conversations with my manager on why I wanted to transition to a PM role, why it would be best for my career, but also how I would be able to contribute in a bigger way to the organization. I took up courses in UX design and picked up, I took up an executive product management course to brush up my skill set. I think a course like Product School is also a great way to bridge that gap. Each time I got turned down, and each time I was super disheartened, but I would go back and try something else to build up my resume. I asked to shadow existing PMs who I could learn from, pick up small product projects, which by putting in extra time outside of my day job. But these ideas were also quickly dismissed. I also rallied for projects that weren't exactly part of the organizational goals, but would really help customers in another way. But I needed funding. I needed engineering funding for it or design funding for it. So therefore, that was also quickly shelved. I started networking with folks, people who had made this transition within Amazon. So I used them as mentors to learn from, you know, their transition stories so I could apply it in my career. I also worked with, as a PM in a nonprofit company, to ship the first beta version of their app so I could build my resume, get that project into my belt and make my resume stronger so I could come back to work and talk about these stories. Through the years, I also built allies who would rally for my career transition and essentially make space within the organization where I would be able to contribute and add value. I volunteered at every opportunity I got at work. Opportunity to work with the design team, with the engineering team, with data science, to demonstrate to my leadership that I can not only work with them very easily, but also speak their language. I became the hardest worker in any room I was going into, frankly, and I made it very hard for anyone to ignore my efforts. So if you're trying to transition into a PM role and you're finding it hard, go take your massive action because it really pays off. Now, through my journey, while I was doing this and my day job, it slowly became clear to me why it was so hard to transition to a PM role. The product role requires one to be jack of all trades. You have to own the vision, the execution, and the results of your products. So companies bet on product managers for successful products. So it's a role where, when it's hired well, can bring enormous success to companies. But on the flip side, the downside is actually quite high. A wrong hire can be very expensive for the organization. We'd be wasting crucial and expensive engineering and design resources and making the wrong bets for the future. And nobody wants to do that. So the stakes for a product role is actually very high. Once I was able to understand this, I think I was able to empathize with the audience I was trying to convince to take a bet on me in a much better way. And I changed my communication. It helped me change the way I project myself, the way I carried myself, and the way I communicated with them. And was able to really build trust across the organization and show them that I really have what I am claiming to have. And I started looking for, that's when I started looking for a sponsor within the leadership team who was willing to bang the table for me when I'm not in any of these talent discussions. I was very fortunate to have found such a sponsor, and she helped me make the official transition after almost 3 years. To me, this transition felt like a fight every moment of the way, but it taught me so many things that I am very, very grateful for that journey. One mantra that helped me through this time was the 3 P's model. And this is something that I use every single day when I wake up, is be persistent, be patient, and be positive. I think it's very important to love what you do in the present while you're striving for your next role. So while I'm still striving for my next role right now, I practice this every day. A few parting thoughts as I leave you here today, as I finish up. Be very crystal clear on your why. You have to be absolutely clear and remind yourself why you want to be a product manager, because it's not the easiest jobs out there. Be a sponge when it comes to knowledge. I think over the years, I have turned myself into a learning machine, and I hope to continue to do so. Work so hard that people cannot ignore your goals. I think that's very crucial to take that action. And then while you're doing it, make sure to have fun, because when you're having fun, everyone else around you has fun. And I think I bring that every day with my engineering team and the entire vision that I'm trying to drive. Now, while I was transitioning, I did read a whole bunch of books, articles, blogs, to keep myself abreast on what's happening within the industry, the trends, and how I can bring them back to work. And so I have a few recommendations here for you. The first one is a very classic product leadership book, where it's talking about how to launch the products you want and how to make them successful, and then how to build out your teams. Articulating design decisions really helped me in having a great conversation with my designers and really build trust with them quickly, especially when I didn't come with any UX background in the past. Obliquity was an interesting book for me. It gave me interesting ideas on how, if you set goals for yourself, how you should also work on peripheral skill sets to get to that goal. It's not always directly that you achieve something. There are so many other vectors that play into you achieving the goal that you want. And then finally, which I call my Bible, is the Crucial Conversations book by Kerry Patterson. I think every day in our roles, we get pushed into having really difficult conversations with our peers, our leadership team, our manager. And this book has helped me lay out a framework and a foundation on how to have these difficult conversations, but also get the right and positive outcome from them. And then it's really helped me build great relationships with my peers. So I would recommend you take a look at that. I'm leaving my email on the slide. In case you have questions, feel free to reach out to me. This has been a humbling experience because 2 years back, I would voraciously go attend all of the in-person product school networking events and learn from others. I would talk to different product managers from different companies and learn about their journey. So having to make this talk today is it fills me with so much joy because I have been able to get where I really wanted to go. So if you are having a difficult journey in your transition, know that it is very rewarding once it ends. So make sure to enjoy the transition while it lasts. With that, I thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Product Podcast. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a review on iTunes. For more product insights, head over to productschool.com.